Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Boy, look at all the books telling what's wrong with kids.
Yeah. Boy, I never knew we were so creepy before.
Well, we're not really creepy. We're only creepy to our parents.
Gee, I don't think my parents think I'm creepy.
Well, sure they do, Beeve. It's just that they don't talk about it when you're around.
Hey, look at that book. The Awkward Age. What's the awkward age?
Well, that's when a kid gets clumsy and awkward and ugly and nobody likes him.
Well, when does it happen?
Well, all of a sudden you start shooting up and your clothes don't fit and your ears get too big for your face.
And nobody likes them?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know when you're at that age, Richard?
Well, that's when your parents keep telling you to get lost and go watch television.
Oh. Well, boy, I'm glad we're not at that age.
Yeah, me too.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
But June, isn't this the time of day you should be slaving over a hot stove?
I am. Waiting for the TV dinners to thaw out.
What are you doing with the old picture album?
Oh, I was cleaning and I ran across it. Look, honey, that was taken on our honeymoon.
Well, 18 years of your cooking haven't taken too much toll, have they?
I don't care what people say. I think you're as good looking as you were then. Oh, honey, look. Here's some of the children. Look, that's Wally's third birthday party.
Isn't that Eddie Haskell with his hand in the cake?
Uh-huh. Remember, he threw himself on the floor and screamed because Wally wouldn't open his present first.
Yeah, even in those days, Eddie's character was developing.
Oh, look. There's one of Beaver, taken that summer we spent at the beach. Do you remember? He used to call the fish fifis.
Uh-huh. He also called birds fifis. Matter of fact, when he got carsick, he called that fifi, too.
What are you guys laughing at?
Well, Beaver, we're laughing at you.
Gee, do I look that funny?
No, son, we're just looking at some pictures of you when you were younger.
Oh, Ward, look, Beaver must have been about 6 years old then. Look at those curls.
Looks just like a little angel, doesn't he?
You know, women used to stop me on the street and want to hug him. So cute and cuddly at that age. Beaver, please don't breathe down my neck.
Oh, sorry, Mom. Hey, is that me?
That's you, Beaver. You're in a ski suit standing in the snow.
You look just like a cute little teddy bear.
Beaver, your hands are just filthy.
Gee, Dad, how can you tell? I got mittens on.
No, I mean right now.
Beaver, have you been playing in mud?
Oh, gee, no, Mom. The guy down at the service station gave me and Gilbert a whole can full of grease.
Yeah, well, you go upstairs and see if you can't make yourself look a little more presentable.
Yes, Dad.
Boy, look. That's Beaver, the first day of dancing school. Isn't he sweet, all scrubbed and polished?
Yeah, I don't think he's been that clean since.
Beaver, what are you doing on my bed?
Oh, Wally.
I said, what are you doing on my bed?
Thinking.
Why don't you think on your own bed?
Too much junk on it.
Well, why don't you just put all your junk where it belongs and get your dirty feet off my bed?
Wally, do you think I'm cute?
Cute? Oh, brother.
And I guess you don't think I'm cuddly either.
Cuddly? Boy, Beaver, you know better than to ask me a question like that.
Well, then what am I?
Look, Beaver, I'm your brother. I don't have the heart to tell you.
Dad, do you think maybe I could move in the guest room?
Well, Wally, if you did that, we wouldn't have a guest room.
Oh, yeah. Well, how much would it cost to add a room onto the house, like say, over the garage or something?
Beaver, your dinner's getting cold.
Look, dear, if he doesn't come down, I think you should just take the plate off the table. It might teach him a lesson.
Wally, why would you want a room of your own?
Well, it's just that I'm sick and tired of living in a pig pen.
A pig pen?
Yeah, Dad, you ought to see that room of ours. Why, Beaver lies all over my bed with his dirty shoes on, and he puts all his junk on the closet floor, and his dirty socks behind the dresser, and he has shoe polish all over the bathroom.
Well, Wally, it wouldn't hurt you to pick up that room a little bit.
Well, gee, Mom, it's unsanitary. Why, a guy'd have to have shots before he could clean up that room.
Well, Beaver, thank you for deigning to join us.
What in the world were you doing up there all this time?
Looking in the clothes hamper, trying to find a shirt that wasn't too dirty to wear down to supper.
Well, why didn't you get a clean one out of the dresser?
I didn't want Wally to yell at me for messing up the drawers.
Yell at him? Doesn't do any good.
You march right back upstairs, young man, and put on a clean shirt.
What if he does that? His dinner will get cold.
Well, all right. But don't you come down to dinner again looking a mess.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Beaver. Oh, over the tablecloth.
Beaver, try not to be so clumsy.
All right, throw me in reform school for spilling a glass of water.
Now, that'll be enough of that, young man.
Yes, sir.
Beaver, do you have to stand there and look over my shoulder?
Is there any crime to look over your shoulder when you're doing trigonometry?
Well, what's the use of looking at something you don't even understand?
Well, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, but they're making me.
Wally?
Yeah?
Well, you know Mom and Dad.
Of course I know Mom and Dad.
Well, I don't think they even like me anymore.
Well, now, what would make you think a goofy thing like that?
I'll tell you what. They didn't kiss me goodnight.
Listen, Beaver. For a year now, you've been making a big deal about them kissing you goodnight. You told them that you were too big for sloppy stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Well, what are you beefing about?
I don't know. But it seems like they should at least try to kiss me goodnight. Even if I don't like it.
Now, you're goofy. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Wally.
The manufacturers certainly don't give you much material to let down cuffs with these days.
Yeah, the Beaver sure is shooting up these days, isn't he?
Mom? There's kind of something I'd like to talk to you about. That is, if you've got time.
I've got all the time in the world.
Well, I just don't want you to think I'm criticizing or anything.
Well, Wally, we're a family. We should all say what we think.
Well, I know the Beaver's a clumsy, goofy little kid, but, gee, Mom, after all, he is yours. And he's Dad's, too. And, well, I guess most kids do go through it.
Through what?
Well, being repulsive.
Repulsive?
Well, yeah. Hey, you know, like spilling stuff and not changing his shirt until he gets yelled at and stuff like that. And, well, I was just kind of thinking that, well, maybe you and Dad could be a little nicer to him. Even if you had to force yourself to.
Force myself to be nice to my own little boy? Wally, what a thing to say.
You're mad, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm confused. Does Beaver think that I haven't been nice to him?
Oh, he's got some goofy idea that you and Dad don't love him like you used to.
Wally!
Oh, it's nothing, Mom, but... Well, I just thought I'd mention it so that maybe next time when you see him, you can kind of go overboard.
Wally, we love Beaver just the way we always have.
Oh, it's not you and Dad, Mom. It's him.
You see, Mom, Beaver's never been this age before.
Hello, Miss Landers. Do you need any help?
Why, it's Theodore, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Theodore Cleaver. Don't you remember him? I mean me?
Well, of course I do, Beaver. Forgive me. It's just that you've shot up so since you were in my class. Just like a beanpole.
I look like a beanpole?
Well, not literally, Beaver, but... Well, when this happens, I just can never get used to it. I always think of my students the way they were when they first started my class. You know, cute little fellows that came up to about here.
Well, I just thought I'd come in and say hello.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Beaver. What do you think of our art exhibit?
Well, that one's pretty good for a kid that age.
Now, isn't it interesting that you should single that one out? Michael Barclay did that, and he reminds me very much of you. I mean, the way you were then. Fresh and naughty and bright. Just as cute as a button.
This Michael, is he your pet?
Oh, now, I don't have pets, Theodore. You ought to know that.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Mr. Blair tells me you're doing just fine in his class, Beaver.
Oh, yes, ma'am. But he doesn't call me Beaver. He calls me Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, well, I guess that's to let you know you're growing up.
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, I gotta be going now. Goodbye, Miss Landers.
Goodbye, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Gus.
Oh, hello there, young fella.
I'm not a young fellow, Gus. I'm Beaver.
Why, so it is. Been a long time, Beaver. Why, Chief, I'm surprised at you. This here's your old friend, Beaver Cleaver.
Hi, Chief. Don't you remember me?
Chief may forget a face, especially when it's up high and it used to be. But he never forgets a smell. Oh, sir.
Hi, Chief. Hi, Chiefy. Hi, Chief.
Where you been keeping yourself, young fella?
Oh, school, I guess. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Gus, I guess you wouldn't be needing anybody to help you polish the engines, would you?
Well, to tell the truth, Beaver, right now I'm pretty well fixed for polishers.
Oh, well, I'd be glad to help you.
Oh, thanks just the same, but Mousy and Wilbur come by every day or two.
Mousy and Wilbur?
Yeah. That Mousy... Not much bigger than a mouse. Cutest little shaver you ever did see. And that Wilbur. Oh. Red-haired, freckled, and two teeth missing. Price is a dollar, that Wilbur. You know what he said to me the other day?
What?
Well, he said, Mr. Guff, you see, he lisps with the two teeth out and all. He said, Mr. Guff, you been to any good fires, Waitley? He's a case. Them little fellas just keep us all in stitches around here.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got so many guys to keep you in stitches, Gus. Well, I guess I better be going. Goodbye, Gus. Goodbye, Chief.
So long, Beaver. And now don't make yourself so scarce, you hear?
Okay, Gus.
Doing here, Richard?
Waiting for a New Jersey license plate.
You know somebody from New Jersey?
Now, who'd I know from New Jersey? Nope. I just can't go home until I see a New Jersey license plate.
Says who?
Me.
Oh, you make it up?
Well, sure.
That's a good idea. Keeps you from going home, huh?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. That's close. Hey, Richard, suppose you didn't see a New Jersey license plate until 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. Well, wouldn't your folks be worried if you didn't come home?
Let them.
Yeah, let them. Do your parents ever try to kiss you goodnight?
They better not.
Yeah, they better not. Does she ever say, don't breathe down her neck?
Who?
Your mother.
Oh, sure. Lots of times. My dad, too. Well, sometimes he yells at me for just standing behind him.
Has your dad ever sent you away from the table to take a bath because he said you smelt bad?
No, he never did that.
Just wait. Nah, local license.
Well, why do they treat us like that, Richard?
Because we're awkward and ugly.
Yeah, but we're their kids.
Well, that doesn't mean a thing to them. It's like birds.
What do you mean, like birds?
Well, you know. When the mothers and fathers can't stand them anymore, they push them out of the nest.
Gee, we'll have to grow up and get repulsive.
Beef, you just got to get used to it.
Have you?
Well, sure. But I'm 3 months older than you are. I've been uglier longer than you.
Uh-oh. New Jersey. Looks like I'm going to have to go home now.
Oh, hi, dear. What's cooking?
Hi, honey. I'm glad you're home. Got a problem.
What's Beaver done now?
It isn't what he's done. It's us. We've let him down somehow.
He has run away again, has he?
No. But it's even more serious than that. He thinks we don't love him.
Would he tell you that?
No, Wally did. It seems Beaver thinks that he's awkward and ugly and repulsive.
Oh, poor kid.
Warren? What can we do about it?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think back to how I felt when I was that age.
How did you feel?
Well, I felt awkward and ugly, and as though everyone was making fun of me behind my back. And you know something? I still think they were.
Have we been making fun of him?
Yeah, I guess in a way we have. At least Beaver thinks we have.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, Wally.
Say, Dad, Beaver's upstairs in the bathroom, and he's been in there a pretty long time. It kind of sounds to me like he's bawling.
Shouldn't we go up?
You bet we should.
Honey, what are we going to say to him?
Oh, I think somehow we'll know what to say. If we just remember that a boy Beaver's age needs more assurance of love and understanding than he ever has before.
I don't know. Beaver, you're catching a cold.
Yeah, that's it, Mom. I'm catching a cold.
You know, he might have a little temperature.
What's a little nothing cold?
Oh, well, just the same. We're not going to take any chances. Not where Beaver's concerned.
You're not?
Have I ever?
How do I look, Dad?
Well, you look all right to me, Beaver, but then you always look fine to me.
I do.
Here we are. Open your mouth.
Say, June, you remember Harvey Stone down at the office?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had lunch with him today, and he's having a real problem with his boy.
With Johnny?
Hmm?
How old is he now?
Oh, he's about Beaver's age.
What kind of a problem?
Well, it seems that Johnny is at that age where he's all elbows and knees and he's getting an Adam's apple. Anyway, he's got the idea that nobody loves him anymore, that everyone's making fun of him.
Oh, dear.
Harvey's terribly upset about it. He says that Johnny thinks because they don't make a fuss over him anymore like they did when he was little, tell him how cute he is and tuck him in bed every night, that they don't love him.
Oh, but as a boy grows, there are other ways to show your love and concern for him.
It's exactly what I told her.
Well, everybody loves a little boy, particularly if he's yours.
They sure can be troublesome, though, when they're little.
Well, when they get older, and, you know, get to be people, well, then you can like them as well as love them. And if they turn out the way you hope they will, you respect them. The way you hope they'll respect you.
I know, but Harvey seems to be having trouble getting that point over to Johnny. I'm afraid that boy is just not very bright. Well, absolutely normal. Normal in every way.
I am?
How do you feel now, Beaver?
Normal.
Beaver, would you mind terribly if I kissed you?
Oh, no, Mom. Go ahead. Yes, it'll make you feel better.
The road to maturity. Where's that, Richard?
Search me. They seem 40 without fear. Now, who'd be as scared to be 40?
I don't know. Maybe when you're that old and your kids are left home, when you got nothing to do, I guess maybe you feel bad.
What do you mean? I think my parents could hardly wait for me to leave home.
Maybe they just don't want to get sloppy over you.
You think so?
Well, sure. Parenthood, the ultimate insecurity. Gee, Richard, they've got as many books about parents' problems as they had about kids' problems.
Yeah, I guess parents have almost as tough a time as kids do.
I guess so. Let's go home.
Well, I can't. I haven't seen a New Jersey license plate today.
Well, that's your problem. I'm going to go home and try to be nice to my mom and dad for no reason. I think they need it. Hey, Richard, look! New Jersey!
Yeah!
Coming up next in TV Land, The Honeymooners. Could it be the episode where Ralph's big dreams and schemes finally pay off? The one where, with Norton's help, Ralph Cramden strikes it rich? That episode? Find out. Stay tuned.